As soon as I learned that fit was more important than anything else, I was like, oh.
It's not what you know. It's what you can learn. It's your personality, your aptitudes, your drive and desire to learn new things. That's what it is. Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life. The six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode. Hello, everyone. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for today. This is a community where we come together as moms, united on a mission that we don't have to choose. We don't have to choose between ourselves or our kids. We don't have to choose between being a mom or having a career that we're wildly passionate about. We truly get to have it all when we give ourselves permission to have it all. And I am so excited for all of you to be here today. And I'm also so excited to welcome Brittany into our community today. She's a mom. She's also a business owner. She has multiple businesses, and she's coming on to share her story of motherhood and entrepreneurship, and also to talk about what it's like on the business owner's end to hire VAs and remote support people, and share some of her top tips in having hired so many different people, going through that process, what stands out to her, all of that. So Brittany, welcome into our community. We are so happy that you're here.
Thank you, Bree. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited too. I feel like we've been talking about this for so long and it's finally here.
It is. I know. Gosh, we put this on the calendar months ago. So tell us, for all of the people who don't know you yet, tell us about your story, your magic, your businesses, all of that.
All right. So I am a mom to 1 7-year-old boy. His name is Lincoln. And 7 years ago, when he was a newborn, we were struggling just in all the ways, like feeding and sleep, and delivery had not gone as expected, and just all the things that you have planned in your head as to how it's going to go. None of that fairy tale came true for us. And I was a high school science teacher at the time. So I had 12 weeks of leave from the high school. And when it was time to go back to work to the classroom, I was just a wreck, as many of us I know have experienced that return from mat leave. And he also wasn't sleeping, as many young infants aren't. And it was actually his pediatrician. His pediatrician was like worried about my postpartum anxiety and depression. I had already been medicated for that. We were in for some growth checks for him, for some weight checks. And she said to me, Brittany, you can teach him how to sleep. And Brie, that sentence changed literally everything. So not only did it allow us as a family unit to be functioning better, my husband, my son, and I were all happier humans when we were rested, but also it sparked in me this interest in not only teaching, but specifically teaching parents about the skill of sleep. And so that was 2016. Then I had, my sister had a baby, then my friends started having babies, and everyone was like experiencing very similar things with their own flair, right? Some weren't going back to work. Some weren't having the postpartum mental health struggles. Some feeding was groovy, but everyone was pretty much having the sleep struggle for the most part. And so when I realized that we weren't alone in this, I was like, wait a minute. This is really interesting. And I have no business background. Like, my degree is in biology and then a credential and a master's in education. So business was like not on my radar at all. And I saw a need. And like many of you, when you see the need, you get creative in filling it. So in 2017, when my son was one, I got certified as a sleep consultant, launched my business, was still teaching in the classroom. That first year was a ride. And then things took off really quickly. I completed my contract that year because I'm someone who does that. And I wasn't going to leave the school high and dry. So I did both for as long as I could through June. And then by 2019, I hired my first two team members. All along, I had VA support. I also had a personal assistant who's local to me. And then now we're a team of 11, and it's actually a sleep consulting agency. It's sleeper teachers. So that's what we've morphed into, all because of a restless little newborn.
That's amazing. I think what a beautiful story too, of going through your own experience, your own struggles, and then not only solving your problem, but you're like, this is something every parent, every mom needs, and really creating a movement based off of that. And I will also chime in and say that we have used sleeper teachers for our own children. It works. Like my last baby, she's the best sleeper of the bunch. And she was the one that we used you guys for.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. It's weird how time flies.
Oh my gosh. I know. She was just an infant, I swear.
Yeah.
Like a week ago. Yeah. Absolutely wild. Amazing. So I would love to hear more from you before we dive into hiring secrets and all of that. The earlier stages of building your business in the midst of motherhood and also having another career. Mm-hmm. I see this a lot. A lot of women in my community have those full-time jobs, really desiring to be home, have that flexible schedule. But there's always that, it's like the tipping point before that happens where you're doing both. So I would love to hear you talk on that.
Yeah. That tipping point is, it's tough. It's tough. And I hope I never forget that piece. And so I'm glad we're talking about it because it was such a pivotal moment. This was something that I intended to simply do to support moms on the side of what I was doing in the high school classroom. And I learned pretty quick. So I certified in August. The school year started the first week of September. I launched my business that same week. And by October, I had 17 clients in October. So I had two in September and then 17 in October. And it was this sort of miraculous happening of how that came to be. And so by November, knowing that I have a contract through June with the school district, I was like, okay, so my husband and I sat down. We were really blessed in that my business had already shown financial success. So we were able to write off of the table of our decision, like, can this business actually be successful from a financial perspective? I also was trying to replace a teaching salary, right? So compared to some women who are probably watching this that are like in corporate roles or are in big, like six figure roles, I wasn't trying to supplement that salary. So I think I was really blessed in that because the business was already showing success and what I was making as a teacher wasn't what was keeping us afloat, right? And so I knew, and with such confidence, were we able to run the numbers and really see like what this would have to be. So then it became time. And I was supporting families in the evenings and on the weekends. I had a one-year-old and my husband is in mining. So he works shift work with a two-hour commute each way. And we don't have any family here. We're here for his job. At that point, I'm like, all right, so time is my greatest resource. It's also my greatest limitation. And so I actually hired a coach that first year. And the very first thing she said to me, Brie, was, where is your assistant? And I'm like, wait, what?
I love it.
Danielle, I need an assistant. What are you talking about? I'm obviously doing just fine.
Oh my gosh.
She's okay. So, and it's so interesting because my mom had tried to help me and my mom had said, because at that point we had hired a house cleaner to come every other week. We were outsourcing our meal prep. There were some things that we had done internally that I thought were saving me time. And my mom had said to me, we had visited for Thanksgiving and she had said, when you go back, how are you going to fix your time thing? And I was like, I'm going to hire the cleaner to come every week instead of every other week. And she was like, great. And I was so jazzed. And then I was talking to my coach who was like, okay, so do we really need your toilets cleaned every week? Or do we really need to actually leverage your time? And it was just so interesting because even my mom, who was so helpful in trying to help me troubleshoot, had thought that it was like external things that we needed, but really I needed help in the business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sort of a long answer to what was the tipping point, but yeah.
Yeah. I love what you shared though. I just finished the book, 10X is easier than 2X. Mm-hmm. So good. The 10X move is hiring team. And I think the wave of entrepreneurship, we're just going to see the demand for VAs increase and increase.
Absolutely.
As business owners understand how to scale. And it's like what's being taught in entrepreneurship is like you hire from
day one.
So I love that you had that and you've seen that journey through your own business of scaling by hiring. Do you want to talk a little bit on the impact and experience, like what you've seen from going from solo entrepreneur? You have a couple of people. Now you have a team of 11. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been a far different journey than I ever anticipated. I never thought I was going to be a business owner. And then I certainly didn't think that I was going to be a business owner who was leading a team. And it's my favorite part of the work. Of course, I love supporting moms. Of course, I love sleep. Of course, I love teaching. But what I love most of all of that is supporting my team as moms who love sleep, who are helping families. So it's inception, where it's like a story within a story. Yeah. And I just love that so much. Many of my team members are past clients. So they're moms who worked with me to teach their own kids how to sleep. And now they've come full circle and have joined the team. And I think, Brie, for me, it was the way, it was when the solopreneur, kind of that island feel of I had left the classroom. I was no longer surrounded by my colleagues, surrounded by students, right? I was doing all virtual work. And this is long before COVID. And I was feeling the island effect where like it was groovy and it was awesome. And I was so grateful for it. And I was really lonely. I was really lonely. And I think that's actually the reason that my first assistant was local was because I just wanted someone to spend face-to-face time with. And so she would come to my house and that was like my initial way to fill myself. And then I dove into virtual teams and virtual hiring, but I do think the team as a way to be collaborative, as a way to innovate together, as a way to be further supportive has been just such a cool twist of the journey that I'm entirely grateful for.
That is so amazing. I love that. I would love to hear more on your journey through being a boss, like your first couple hiring experiences, and then how that shaped how you hire and support team now.
Ah, yeah, great question. I would say in the last 6 or 7 months, I did a business development program this last spring through Goldman Sachs, which was really cool.
So cool.
If anyone is interested, it's the Goldman Sachs 10K small businesses, and it was wildly amazing. And through there, I got really clear on like the mission and the vision and the core values of the business, which so deeply has impacted the hiring since then. I did some sifting and resorting this spring, had to let a couple of team members go, and then did some rehires after that. And I think that as soon as I was able to get abundantly clear on what it was I was looking for, a fit, the fit of the human, right? I can teach you the CRM. I can teach you the mailing system. I can teach you, you can teach yourself Canva, right? Especially in an age of information, those teachable skills, those are like back burner for me. Mm-hmm. It's like willingness to learn. And so how that's perceived, I do lots of conversation, like in those initial stages. I like to check for like mindset status and mindset situations around like abundance, how they feel about competition, how they feel about what their limiting beliefs are, thoughts on money and like money mindset, because all of these things are not that they can't be changed, right? Because of course they can, but it's a heck of a lot easier to change the way you're playing around in Canva than it is to change like the inner workings of what's happening in here. And so as soon as I learned that fit was more important than anything else, I was like, oh, okay. Okay. And I think throughout that had continued to happen, especially as I shared that most of the women had been clients of mine. So I had spent significant time communicating with them. We felt each other's flow quite a bit before the hiring process even started, but it's all about the fit.
Okay. This is gold. You guys, this is gold. And I actually, one of my close mentors had said that too. It's like skills can be learned. Yeah. It's the character, the aptitudes, yeah, the vibe, the personality, like that. Oh my gosh. And so all of you guys who are listening to this right now, take that, take notes. It's not what you know. It's what you can learn. It's your personality, your aptitudes, your drive and desire to learn new things. That's what it is. And I see a lot of people get hung up. Oh, well, I don't know how to use this platform, so I'm not going to apply. I'm like, apply.
No!
Like, learn it.
Totally. No. Truly. Like in a couple, like in a YouTube series, you can learn it.
Oh
if
gosh.
You're the kind of person who can self-teach and who can self-monitor and like assess, can you assess yourself? Do you trust that you know what you know when you know it? Because the rest of that, the skill, yeah,
we'll get there. Gold. I think you just gave everybody permission to like go after their dreams.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay. So what about red flags? Going through applications or in connecting with candidates, what are some things you see that are, you're like, yeah, no.
Wow. Okay. We're just going to go there.
Let's do it. Let's go there.
The first thing to me, promptness is really important. Not in a, I expect someone to work around the clock, because I absolutely believe in work-life balance and boundaries. But if you receive something that morning, at least reply and let me know that you've received it and you're spending some time thinking about the next step, right? Don't blow me off. No one wants, let's just be real. None of us want to be blown off, right? Our children ignore us. Sometimes our partners ignore us. Our dogs certainly ignore us. We don't want that from our potential team members. So prompt reply. And even if it says like, hey, listen, I'm looking into this, I'll have an answer to you by the end of the week. Great. Perfect. Take the time that you need. Just don't ignore me. That's one red flag. I think another one, I'm a fairly casual person. Mascara and earrings is about as fancy as we get around here. And if you saw the sweatpants and the coziness happening, you would know. And I'm not afraid to get on social post-workout, super sweaty, not done up, all of the things. I'm all about casual, but not in communication. Like communication in my brand is not a casual thing. It's something we take really seriously. We're working with exhausted parents. And so the ways that we communicate aren't casual. They're professional. They're real. And so that's another thing. Like I look at the ways, the time in which emails are being replied to, right? From an application standpoint or for interview setup, the ways that the communication is coming, things like spelling and grammar, of course, but then also, do you start with a greeting? Because as sleeper teachers, we always start with a greeting.
Hello.
And do you end with something that's going to leave, like you're wrapping up the conversation and you're moving forward in like a kind and considerate way? So those are really specific, I would imagine, but communication generally, I think would be a red flag for any business owner. And then I think the third thing for me is like willingness to learn, like lifelong learner. And whether that's the educator in me or just the way that I've seen my team members to grow, but that growth mindset, it's not that I don't know how to do that. It's, I don't know how to do that yet.
Yes.
Or I haven't worked with families in a couple of years because I've been home with mine, but I can't wait to work with families again. It's, there are things that we all get to learn, and it's the recognition that learning is possible.
I love that. This is powerful. Okay. So to distill takeaways from this would be prompt responses. And this can be in the application process too, acknowledging, like, and I've seen this too in hiring my own support team, sending out a link to book the interview. I love to hear it back. Amazing.
Boom.
I'm so excited. I just grabbed a time instead of it. Okay. So prompt responses, professional grammar, punctuation, proper, not being too casual, read the room. And then also you said the drive and desire to learn, and not, it's like limiting beliefs, like not boxing yourself in, anything's possible and you're here for it. Zach, does that sound right?
You got it, girl.
Yeah. I love
it. You got it.
So good. Now, what about green lights? So we talked about red lights. Is there anything you see where in like application process, a new hire, like you're like, this person is freaking amazing. Like I need them on my team now.
Yeah, of course. Also, anytime I hear green light, I think of Matthew McConaughey's book, which is just like so amazing and incredible. And if you haven't listened to Green Light by Matthew McConaughey, you have to listen. And you have to do the audiobook because he narrates his own memoir and his voice is just so dreamy. You're welcome for that.
Amazing. Noted.
And also green lights. Anytime that I can get a feel for someone's willingness to innovate, willingness to try, That's a big one for me. Innovation is one of the core values of the business. And anytime they say, again, the yet, I haven't done that yet, but I wonder what would happen if we, and then just blah, 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 blah. I'm like, great, innovation, creative, love it. Let's try. Another green light would be anytime someone mentions like the power of community or collaboration. So anytime that we're talking about they're coming on to a team and they're looking for that camaraderie and those relationships, they're looking to get off the island, like anytime that they're able to talk about like relational impact, those are big green flags for me. And then I would say the third one would be the ways in which they show their excitement or enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Because similar to Brie, I am like all excited about pretty Chaos. Much everything. And if I'm not excited, it's, you still might think I'm excited. And so I'm not saying everyone has to be an extrovert. I'm not saying that everybody has to be like full of jazz and caffeine all the time. Absolutely not. You don't have to be a morning person to be on my team. But you have to understand that I'm a morning person and I love my mornings as much as other morning people. But that the way that enthusiasm or excitement is portrayed and conveyed and communicated is important to me, mostly because of the team fit, right? Not because I don't love people who aren't very enthusiastic. My husband is an introverted engineer. There's none of this when he communicates, and I love him just the same, but the fit within the team. And that is a green flag for me when that enthusiasm can be shared and shown.
Yeah. I love that. And even just thinking through Emily, Becca, like they're both so just, they have that. And so you can imagine, I imagine your whole team's like that. Yeah. Like it's the vibe of the team.
We have that in common. That's for sure. That's the fit.
I love it. Oh, they're both so amazing. Incredible. Okay. So we have a couple minutes left. Any last nuggets, takeaways? Like if you could share your top like one or two things just overall in encouragement of people that are going for the thing in motherhood.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing in motherhood and in business and in hiring is like ask questions. Like no one is expecting you or me or any of us to have all the answers. And so whether it's like asking questions when you're at the pediatrician or asking questions in the mom group that you're in or asking your potential employer questions back during the interview, I love that. And sometimes I think we feel pressure to ask the right question or phrase it in the right way. And I think when you can just be genuine in your curiosity, it's huge. And I would say actually curiosity, questioning and curiosity are like the golden nuggets of life. Mm-hmm. What happens when we do this? Mm-hmm. Let's try this on for a minute. Let's experiment here.
Yeah. Thought in about motherhood, it this way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In motherhood and business ownership, in just like general relationships, like what happens when we all put our phones away at dinner and don't pull them out until the morning? Awesomeness happens, but you don't know that until you try it, right? And so getting curious about the roles that you're applying for or about the role that you're currently in, mm-hmm. I think that would be my biggest one.
Yeah. And even this makes me think of in discovery calls, when you're connecting with VA candidates, their curiosity about your brand, that is a huge thing. Like for me is getting is something that I support my students with is get them talk, get curious about what makes them tick, why they built their business, like what, where do they see it going, what they're passionate about. That feels so good when you're on the other end of that and someone's just tell me about you, tell me about this. So yeah, I love it. I love everything that you've shared. This has been so amazing, Brittany. For the people who are new to your world, where can they find you? How can they connect with you? How can they get in your world?
Our Sleep account is, and our brand is called Sleeper Teachers with an S. So we're on the socials at Sleeper Teachers. That's also our website. And then my personal account is my coaching account. And that's just my name, Brittany Stefanik. And then I also host retreats for moms and for mom business owners. And that is moms.who.retreat.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. And I'll be sure to link all of that. So you guys can go connect with Brittany. Highly encourage every single one of you to reach out to her, let her know what resonated the most with you. And I will put a plug, Sleeper Teachers, like 1000% if your kids are not sleeping, Go talk to Brittany because what they do works.
Awesome. Thanks, Bree. It was so awesome. Good to chat.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Brittany. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at @heyitsbreekane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the booked out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.